In our previous year, we began a discussion on the concept of Hakol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim U'Pachim. And as we learned, certainly according to Tosfos, but even according to the other Rishonim that we quoted in our previous year, a person certainly has a level of control over disease, of getting sick by being hot or cold, right? Because he could have prevented them. If it's a cold day, dress properly. If it's a warm day, go in a place that you won't be subject to the heat. So the question that the Paiskim ask is, the halacha is, mi shecholov nisrape, if somebody chas v'shalom was sick and he got well, he has to say Birchas HaGoymel. So the question is, if somebody got sick with cold or hot, does he say Birchas HaGoymel? Or because he's a Cholov in the Srapa? Or do we say, since he's the one, as we're learning in our Shir, that brought it upon himself, he should not say Birchas HaGoymel. The Chidah says that he asked this question. Says he quotes his father, who asked this question in a dream, and he was told that he should not say Birchas HaGoymel. And the reason is because he did an Aveira by putting himself into a situation of getting sick. And he in fact says that Yitzchak Avinu didn't say Birchas HaGoymel after Yakeda, whereas the Gemara describes in Masechta Yuma that every year when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was certainly in danger. And when he came out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yotze B'Shalom Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, he didn't say Birchas HaGoymel, because they brought themselves into these situations. And whenever you bring yourself into a situation, you don't say Birchas HaGoymel. However, the Chidah, in his Sefer Birkei Yosef, does quote a Rimigash that says, let's say somebody did something wrong and he was imprisoned. So now the question is, that one of the other people who say Birchas HaGoymel is someone who leaves prison. Should he say Birchas HaGoymel? And according to this line of reasoning, he shouldn't say Birchas HaGoymel, because there too, he brought it upon himself, and if you brought it upon yourself, you don't say Birchas HaGoymel. The Shailos HaTshuvos, Stei Oretz, Chela Gimel, Simen Zayin, brings the Shaila, but he paskins that one should say Birchas HaGoymel. Because although the machla, as we're learning in our Gemara, came because of his negligence, but as we also discussed at the end of the shir, the refuah, no matter how the machla comes, the refuah is always b'dei shemayim. And the Birchas HaGoymel we're saying is on the refuah, that we're thanking Hashem for the refuah that he brought for us. And therefore, no matter how and why the person, Rachman Tzlan, got sick or imprisoned, it's appropriate that he should say Birchas HaGoymel, thanking Hashem for the refuah that he brought for him. The question, of course, is, what kind of machla do you say Birchas HaGoymel? So most Paiskim are of the opinion, certainly it was a Cholos Yesh by Sakana, then you say Birchas HaGoymel. And others say that the person really had to be very sick or have this disease come a number of times, afflict him, that is a person that has to say Birchas Hagoyim. There are the Poskim, Rav Chaim Pelagi, in the Shilas Tshuvas Lev Chaim Chele Gimel, Simen Nun Gimel, discusses a Shaila of somebody who attempted to commit suicide. And he was saved. And the question is, should he say Birchas Hagoyim? He brought himself to that situation by trying to commit suicide. And Chaim Pelagi says, of course he has to say Birchas Hagoyim. And the reason is very simple. He says, like we just learned, because you're saying the Birchas Hagoyim to thank Hashem for the refuah. And refuah you indeed had. In fact, he says a very interesting point, makes a very interesting point. He says, if we look at the lashon of the Birchas Hagoyim, he says, Hagoyim chayovim toivim. What does Hagoyim chayovim toivim mean? That the person who experienced this Yeshua was a chayovim. He wasn't so innocent. So if anything, he wants to suggest, if the person himself is the one that brought this situation upon himself, maybe it's all the more reason that he's obligated to say Birchas Hagoyim if he has a Yeshua. In our previous year, we also discussed what is the definition of Tzinim and Pachim. We quoted the two Pshatim in the Rashbam, Tosfos discusses them as well. Does Tzinim, everybody agrees that Tzinim means cold. Does Pachim mean hot? Or is Pachim just a continuation of cold? And this is the basis for a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos Miches Yitzchak, Chelek Gimel, Simen Chof Gimel. The question that he discusses is that if it's a very hot day in the summer on Shabbos, is one allowed to ask a Nochri to open up the air conditioning on Shabbos? He says that the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Reish Ayin Vav Sif Hei says that you're allowed to ask an Akum to put on the fire on Shabbos if it's very cold. Shehakol Cholim Eitzel Akor. Everybody's considered sick when it comes to cold. It's difficult for anybody to sit in a cold place. If a person is exposed to cold, he kechas v'sholem get sick. He quotes the Yerushalmi, the Tosfos here, the Ve'amaskel Chutz quotes, we'll mention it again, we mentioned it in our previous year, that Antoninus was going on a trip and he asked Rebbe for a bracha, and Rebbe said, Hashem should protect you from the cold. So which Antigonus responded, that isn't such a great bracha. If it's cold, I'll put on a sweater, I'll put on another coat. So then he told him, that you should not be exposed to the heat. So he said, that's certainly an important bracha. So he says, according to this, heat is more of a concern than cold. So if the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we could ask an Akum to put on the heat, it certainly should be that we should be allowed to ask an Akum to put on air conditioning. And therefore, even though perhaps he discusses you can maybe do different things that you should not have to put on the air conditioning, if it's hot in your house, go to someone else's house. So he says, it's clear that that's not what the halacha requires. Because if that's what the halacha would require, you can make the same argument when it's cold. And tell the person, if it's cold in your house, you have no right to ask the Akum to put on the air conditioning. Go to put on the heat. Go to someone else's house who already has heat. It's clear that the halacha doesn't require that. And that's why he paskins with halacha. That just like one may ask an Akum to put on the heat on Shabbos if it's cold, so too may one ask an Akum to put on the air conditioning if it's very hot on Shabbos and he didn't prepare his air conditioning from before. As we continue discussing this concept that the Gemara says that Hakol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzina Mepachim, and as we discussed in our previous shiur, we mentioned the Ritva, that Tzinim Mepachim do not necessarily only mean hot and cold, that Tzinim Mepachim could also mean anything that is within one's control. I saw that the Mechitz Yitzchak in the Shalz of Tshuvas in Chelik Tes, Simen Tzadik Dalid, discusses building mikvahs. And in a number of tshuvas, the Mechitz Yitzchak and other paiskim take a very serious position about the requirement of building mikvahs in every city and making them very available. He quotes there from Rav Kiva Eger, who apparently was writing a letter to the mayor of the city of Poznan, which where Rav Kiva Eger was the Rav. And he was telling him that we want to build a mikvah. And he says that besides that he's going to build a mikvah, that it should be architecturally sound, that the construction be done properly. He also writes that every mikvah that's built, the mikvah I'm going to build, I'm going to be particularly careful should be built according to all of the health regulations. So we see that at the same time that he speaks about the importance of a mikveh, he also, at the very same time, says that a mikveh should be built with the best hygiene, with the best health considerations when building a mikveh. There's a tshuva, and the Shalos HaTshuvos, Ber Moshe, Chelek Aleph Simen Samach. The tshuva is a lengthy tshuva about the concept of, about the halachos of Kibbut Av Ve'Ein. And he has there a discussion if one's father asks him to give him something that's dangerous for him. His father asks him to buy him cigarettes. As a son has a chiv of kibbut av aim, a child has a chiv of kibbut av aim. Is the son obligated to buy the cigarettes, or he should not buy the cigarettes? He says, not only does the son not have a right to give the father to buy cigarettes for the father, but even if there are cigarettes in the home, and the father asks him, please pass the cigarettes to me, he may not pass the cigarettes to his father. He has a discussion which he doesn't want to, which he's not clear about. Is a child even allowed to hide the cigarettes that the father has? But certainly to buy or hand the cigarettes, as much as there's a chiv kibbut av ve'ein, you're not allowed to. And he says another interesting shaila. He discusses a situation where a father is nebuch, not well. And he told his son that if I'm sick, I want to know exactly what is wrong with me, and I want you to tell me exactly what is my situation. But the father gave him a specific directive to
to that point. But the doctors feel that it would be detrimental to the father's well-being if he knew what his medical condition is. Says the Debrecen Rosenthal, don't tell him. Why? Because it's all what we're learning in our shiur. And a person has to watch that not to make sure that the person will not get sick or do anything that could cause a person to be sick.